Kansas real estate headlines. KS Register of Deeds Association offers recording fee schedule document guidance. The Kansas Register of Deeds Association provides information about recording documents in Kansas, including a fee schedule and other resources. Real estate professionals in KS rely on accurate recording fees and document requirements to ensure timely, compliant closings. Visit https://ksrods.com/ to review current recording fees and document guidelines before your next transaction. Kansas real estate headlines. Kansas commission rates edge above national average, survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found the average real estate commission in Kansas is 5.84%, slightly higher than the national average of 5.70%. For Kansas real estate professionals, understanding where local commission rates stand relative to national benchmarks helps inform competitive positioning and client conversations. Review the full survey data at the source link to see how your market compares. Kansas real estate headlines. Johnson County building permits now available for unincorporated areas. Building permits are available for properties located in unincorporated Johnson County. Real estate professionals in KS need to verify permit requirements for transactions and development projects in unincorporated Johnson County areas to ensure compliance and avoid closing delays. Review current permit requirements at the Johnson County Building Codes portal before listing or developing properties in unincorporated areas. Kansas real estate headlines. Kansas Public Records Online Directory, new resource for KS real estate pros. An online directory of Kansas public records is now available to help users locate official records statewide. Real estate professionals in KS can quickly access property records, ownership history, and other public documents essential to transactions and due diligence. Bookmark this directory to streamline your public records research across Kansas at publicrecords.netronline.com/stateKS. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks. The 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what a percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most KS jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.